This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, launching into the third hour of the program, we're looking at this Delete Uber campaign. Some are saying it's had an effect. The New York, was it the Post? New York Post interviewing a couple of Uber drivers saying that their business has gone down because of the so-called Delete Uber campaign. And you were curious, Daryl, to find out what the status of the Taxi Workers Alliance. 19,000 members of this union that has boycotted serving the JFK airport. Turns out they only boycotted for an hour. So according to, yeah, so we were wondering, is this still going? You know, we heard that they had stopped serving the JFK airport over the weekend, and up from the January 28th post, it was made at 4:46 Eastern time in the afternoon. Calling all drivers, yellow, Uber, everyone, do not pick up at JFK Airport tonight, Saturday, January 28th, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Stand in solidarity with thousands protesting inhumane, unconstitutional ban of Muslim refugees and travelers. Be united, brothers and sisters, for a just world. We cannot be silent. We go to work to welcome people to a land that once welcomed us. We are the wretched, the tired, the hungry, the poor. We will not be divided. And then they had a protest, apparently, outside of Terminal 4. With banners and signs and so on. So it wasn't an ongoing prohibition. It was an hour-long don't pick
up. It was
up.
A rally.
Yeah, basically.
They decided to hold a rally.
Yeah, so don't pick up during our rally.
I just texted my friend who is an Uber driver, and she runs around Hartford and New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And she just sent me a lengthy text about this. And basically what...
You were asking her about her business?
Yeah.
Like, was it down or...
I said... How is Uber jobs going since the Delete Uber campaign?
Mm-hmm.
So, in a nutshell, what she said was that this is great PR for Uber drivers,
mm-hmm.
and business has picked up, and a few clients actually heard of Uber because of the Delete Uber campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is pretty much every Uber driver is also a Lyft driver also, which she is. She's an Uber and Lyft, and she has Cell 411
nice.
Also. And she's not even... this girl, I met her because she used to work for the Department of Agriculture and was basically sent to harass me and my dad at our farm. And her and I became really good friends, and she ended up quitting working for the Department of Agriculture.
And now she's doing something valuable.
So she's doing something valuable, and she's actually the one who... ultimately set me up with the current gig I'm doing now with the compost deal and
mm-hmm.
and this draft horse sanctuary called Blue Star Ecoculture. And she's a really good friend of mine. And
so she's saying everything's okay. In fact, her business is up a bit.
And
she's also not in New York City, though.
Exactly. That was going to be my question was, isn't it possible that given New York City's political bent that a Delete Uber campaign could be more effective within the city? Meaning that, you know, young people who are likely to use Uber are also more likely to, you know, share a hashtag on Facebook or
right.
Twitter or whatever, and more likely to follow through with
it. The article that I have here from the New York Post, they interviewed another driver who says that not only does he drive for Uber, but he also has Lyft and Juno,
mm-hmm.
Juno being one I've never heard of before, but he says Uber is dead. Before, I was getting 2 Uber jobs an hour. Yesterday, I only got 2 Uber jobs all day. The other apps, still busy.
Interesting.
Juno officials said that there has been, quote, a clear uptick in the number of people who have downloaded their apps since Saturday,
mm-hmm.
but they declined to say exactly how many users.
So, you are welcome to comment. You can also bring up anything you want. So we're going to go to David in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening online. Hello, David.
Hi.
Oh, my God. It's really loud. I'm going to turn you down there. I think there's something wrong at the board over on our network side. Hopefully they've cranked you down a little bit there. Go ahead, David. Let's try again.
How is it now?
It's better now. Thank you. Go ahead.
As you all know, a lot of people were at the State House in New Hampshire today, many familiar faces, to support or not support certain bills. I don't know if you all were on board with the Horrigan bill.
I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He had one having to do with calling out Donald Trump.
What, like a resolution or something like that, where the state...
H.R. 8. It had to do with saying Donald Trump is a crook and, I don't know, just stating it from New Hampshire or something.
Yeah, really. That sounds to me like what's called a resolution, where the state house would say, we, the state house of representatives, say that Donald Trump is a crook, or whatever the bill would say.
So, H.R. 8, urging Congress to investigate the lawsuits against Trump University.
And it is a resolution, so that would just be, you know, essentially if it were to pass, which it probably won't, given that it's a Republican
probably
legislature.
Probably won't, but resolved that the New Hampshire House of Representatives calls upon its federal colleagues to urge immediate action by the U.S. Senate and U.S. House to fully investigate the facts, including the subpoena and interrogation of any and all material witnesses surrounding or relevant to Trump University and other potential improper or illegal financial or business dealings that President Trump may have been involved with.
I spoke to it and got into it with Bob Lazaro a little bit, who is also on that committee that's hearing that bill. Anyway, and of course everybody knows he's the biggest Trump supporter ever.
Well, not everybody knows that. Most people don't even know who you're talking about. You're referring to state representatives here in New Hampshire, although people who are following the Free Keen YouTube channel are probably a little more informed than the average listener to this show. Thank you, David, for the call tonight.
Can I just say one
real quick? But let's not talk about.
I just want to say it's nice to see everybody there, and there's a lot of support and a lot of active people up there supporting good bills like legalizing marijuana and. Yep. Conceal carry. And
now, those are things that are important to our audience, I think. I think it's important to talk about the general aspects of it without getting bogged down in the personalities, because the average person listening doesn't know who those people are. In fact, you know, probably most people in New Hampshire don't even know who those people are. But the issues are important to a lot of folks, like the ability to carry a gun without having to ask for permission. That's one of the bills that was being heard today. And then also, as you mentioned, legalization of marijuana, both being held in the what's called the Reps Hall, so the full big building where all the state reps meet. They were hearing from people today and getting their opinions on what should be done. What was your were you there for the whole thing, David, or did you just drop in?
I was there for the earlier part of it, for the concealed carry hearing. I stayed for that and. I wasn't able to stay to the end.
Did you get an impression of the response from the audience? I mean, were they mostly in favor of the concealed carry bill, or were there a bunch of people?
I think they did have an immediate executive session right afterward,
really?
And they went OTP on it.
OTP means ought to pass, so that will be the recommendation going back to the full state house to pass the allowing of people to carry a gun, as long as they're not felons,
or otherwise prohibited from possessing a firearm.
Right,
so
people
have been convicted of domestic violence, for instance.
Right, so people would be allowed, if this gets signed by the governor, if it gets passed by the state house, they would then be allowed to concealed carry a gun, because you can open carry legally in New Hampshire without asking permission, but if this goes through, you'll be able to concealed carry without asking for permission. The concealed carry permit would still exist for people that wanted to get the permit in order so that they could have some reciprocal abilities in other states that that reciprocate with New Hampshire. It's really good news. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it seems like it's going to happen. Again, you've got a mostly Republican legislature, and the legislature passed this particular, a similar bill in the, 2 years ago or whenever it was?
Last year.
But it was shot down by the Senate at the time, or the governor, and I think it was the governor. Anyway, this time, Republican governor, so this thing's probably going to go through, which means more gun freedom in New Hampshire.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's free. Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Daryl.
Also, you want to get some great deal on hosting, web hosting? You want to start up a website, start up a blog? HostGator makes it easy. They'll give you 50% off their regular prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's /FTL, like Free Talk Live. And that gets you the 50% off deal. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating. So go and learn more and get started over at HostGator.com/FTL for 50. That's 50% off their regular prices because you're a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator.com/FTL. We just had David calling from Keene on the line, reporting what he considered to be a very good day at the State House. Daryl, you and I were also there today, although we didn't attend the big hearings because your policy as the Liberty lobbyist is to be as effective as you can be.
Yes.
And so the idea...
That means going to hearings that there's not a lot of people going to.
Right. And you went to some elections-related hearings today.
Yes. And there's one of them that... I'm glad I went to, even though the ACLU was there,
mm-hmm.
there was something in this bill that the ACLU did not catch.
Which bill?
459, HB 459.
Which does what?
About the challenged voter affidavits.
Now explain what that is.
So a challenged voter affidavit sounds like something that would only get filled out if somebody says, Ian Freeman's not actually a qualified voter. Have him fill out this form. And
right.
certainly that is one method of having someone fill out the form. The other method, which
and
is the
form is, hold on, and the form is basically, I am who I say I am, signed
I am
under
who
penalty
I say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am?
Yeah. Signed under perjury.
Take a Slim Shady.
Yeah.
Right, signed under penalty of perjury sort of thing. Now, what this does is it would create a completely new form that would have them re-put all of the info that's on the voter registration form, would also require someone to provide a telephone number.
That's not fair.
Right, and also there's
you have
you
to
know,
have a phone
privacy
number.
Concerns.
Right, and you shouldn't have
that.
To have a phone number to vote.
Correct.
When, when cops write you a ticket, they want a phone number now.
Really?
I've never had that.
Yeah, last time I dealt with one, a couple weeks ago.
They ask him for email, too?
No, he definitely wanted my phone number. I says, nah, I don't talk to parasites.
What state was this?
Massachusetts.
Okay, yeah, I've never had a New Hampshire police officer ask me for a telephone number. But in either case, you know, the ACLU hit on this is very redundant, and mm-hmm. it's the same info that's on the voter registration form. And again, this is going to wind up being used mostly for people that don't have proper photo ID or don't have a photo ID at all. There was a change that I noticed that the ACLU did not that required anyone filling out this challenged voter affidavit to swear that they were a resident of New Hampshire.
Uh-oh.
Voters in New Hampshire only have to have a domicile,
meaning
not residency.
You can inhabit New Hampshire without being a resident. Now,
correct.
This gets into
what are the definitions?
Legal land here.
It does, but in amongst the many definitions of residency in New Hampshire is the intention to stay for an indefinite period of time. If you have any plans at all of ever leaving New Hampshire for, you know, like, say you plan to retire in, you know, 40 years to another place.
Go to Massachusetts and get weed.
Well, that would be a temporary absence.
Oh, okay.
But let's say you've got a 5-year contract at work, and once you end your 5-year contract, you're going to move somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You would not qualify as a resident of New Hampshire because you are not intending to be here indefinitely.
I see.
And so it would then force everybody who fills out a challenged voter affidavit to swear to a higher standard of being registered to vote than what applies to everyone else, and then sets a penalty for anyone either providing false information or voting illegally with a Class A misdemeanor of up to 1 year incarceration and either a $2,000 or $5,000 fine, depending on what you're actually convicted of.
So you spoke against the bill?
I spoke against it and mentioned that, and I had several state reps say, wow, thanks for pointing that out,
right,
because everybody else missed it.
So again, good thing you were there,
yes,
as the Liberty Lobbyist. Now, you can donate to Daryl's efforts. LibertyLobby.info is where you can go to do that.
Yes.
With Bitcoin, as well as some alternatives like PayPal and so on and so
PayPal,
forth.
PayPal, Dash, and now Zcash.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Let's see here.
I put out weekly updates on here's the bills that I testified on.
Yeah.
Here's a link so you can go read the text of the bill yourself. Here's, I either testified in favor or against.
Right.
And then I'm giving the updates of here's bills that I testified on previously. Here's what the committee has recommended.
Right. And you're doing more than testifying. That's just, an obvious thing. You're also talking individually to some of these reps, talking to the sponsors of bills.
And also doing a lot of research.
Yeah.
There was another bill where it would have amended the way the electoral college votes are apportioned in New Hampshire, instead of the winner-take-all to what is often called the Maine-Nebraska method, to where it's congressional districts plus two at-large. The sponsor of the bill said, legislative services said that there's never been a bill like this before. Well, actually, there was, and I gave that info, and so I joked that, I'm better at research than
legislative services.
And, everybody sort of chuckled, but, there's a lot of research that goes into this,
sure,
to make sure that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's you're doing a lot of good work, and we had the opportunity to testify on some interesting bills today, and we split up sometimes. So sometimes,
yes,
I'm there recording you, and we put those videos up on the Liberty Lobby YouTube channel and also the Free Keen YouTube,
yes,
channel. And then sometimes I'm in other rooms doing other things. And one of the we actually had David call in about resolutions. One of the resolutions that was proposed today was this sort of sovereignty resolution, for lack of a better term. It essentially it was actually really lengthy and kind of hard to read. But ultimately, we've had the state rep who's proposed it on the air with us from Porkfest in the past. He's a big kind of constitutionalist guy. And so he put together this bill that essentially, if it passes, would basically be a very strong statement to the federal government of New Hampshire retains its rights as a state, and, we're fully within our rights if we want to push back against the federal government.
Well, what people need to understand is there are different New Hampshires. There's a New Hampshire nation that's like the original, 1780 whatever.
Its own country.
Nation.
Basically.
It has its own Secretary of State. It's even if you, I was looking at a globe last night with my friend, and the globes have all the states in different colors in the United States, but in, just like over in Europe, all the states are a different color. They're individual nations.
I want to hear more about that.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that coming up here? 855, 450 free. And then you've got news about your property tax situation, Jay, that longtime listeners may be familiar with. We'll update folks on that. You can also share your thoughts here because his dad didn't pay property tax, and he didn't either. We'll give you the latest on that. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be command to your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
All right, so we were discussing the idea of New Hampshire, and maybe your state as well, declaring sovereignty, declaring that it is going to split away from the United States. Now, that's not what happened today in New Hampshire, but there was a resolution put forward to sort of make a statement publicly by the state representatives. Again, this hasn't passed. It's just a proposal. But the resolution would essentially make a public statement of, look here, federal government, we're our own state, and we're, you know, fully within our rights to nullify you and disobey you and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm boiling down what was like a 5-page long bill with whereas, blah, 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 therefore, this and that. It was really lengthy. But that was kind of the essence of it, was just to kind of make this public statement to the government of the federal, you know, the federal government that, hey, you know, you can't mess with us here in New Hampshire. And, Jay, that led you to say that there were two New Hampshires. That's kind of a strange thing to say. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's more than two, I'm sure. There's definitely like 13 actual commonwealths of Massachusetts, and one of them is an actual nation state, and all these others are these municipal corporations that are literally franchise corporations of the District of Columbia. So the same is very true with the state of New Hampshire. According to the IRS, the word state means District of Columbia. So, and even on Public Policy 1864, it gets into how the word state was changed to mean District of Columbia. So when you see state of New Hampshire, you interpret that as District of Columbia of New Hampshire, or District Columbia Franchise New Hampshire. The guy who really explains this really well, he just had a class Saturday on this. I didn't make it to the class, but it's Christopher Gronsky, and he lives in Hill, New Hampshire. I think he calls his website Destinations Freedom.
DestinationFreedom.org, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. And he's on Facebook also as Destination Freedoms and Christopher Gronsky. And, well, he just does this great class where he lays it all out. He's got a really nice PowerPoint presentation. And he actually gives you, like, booklets, and he gives you a CD-ROM of all of everything. But he gets into how – he actually has a bumper sticker that says, New Hampshire is my nation. Hmm. On his car. So what needs to be really clarified with things is the difference between the state of New Hampshire and the New Hampshire nation. The state of New Hampshire is literally a corporation. It's a name on a piece of paper that was chartered by the United States, I believe, in like 1868 or 1880, whatever.
Now, you say he's got the evidence of that?
Oh, yeah. Chris has all that stuff on it. And he teaches a great class. I've done his class, I think, three times now. He charges like 100 and something bucks for the very first class, and then basically when you go again, he provides food, or sometimes he like rents a conference, small conference room in a motel. Lately, he's been doing them out of his house, and he just, if you go the second or third time or whatever, he just throw a little money in for the food or something. It's just, and everybody should go take this class a few times just to really.
He told me, I was actually talking with him the other day.
Oh, good.
And we've had him on the show. It's been years since he's been on, but at a previous Porcupine Freedom Festival, we've had him on as a guest. And he's really got a lot of interesting things to say. So I do want to get him back on the air here on Free Talk Live to kind of get, hear directly from him about some of this stuff. But he's got some interesting ideas as to, like, how to register to vote without claiming you're a U.S. citizen.
Yep.
And apparently he's done that.
One of my family members has done that also. Actually, what this guy did, I'm not going to say his name because I just don't have his permission to do it, but he actually filled out a New Hampshire voter registration form, and he checked off where it said U.S. citizen, he checked off no. And when it said resident of the state of New Hampshire or resident of New Hampshire, whatever it said, he checked off no.
I would actually ask if you're domiciled. It would not ask if you're a resident of New Hampshire.
No, I never looked at it. This is what he said to me. He said he checked off no on those. There's two questions. So maybe he said domicile, but I thought he said resident. Now, like I said, I've never looked at
it. He may have said resident, but that's not what is on the form.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, so, and I, like I said, I haven't looked at one. But anyways, the FBI literally contacted him and wanted to know if he actually, then they never had a face-to-face, it was just a phone conversation, and wanted to know if he actually filled this out and explained to him why he's not a U.S. citizen. And he said, yeah, I wasn't born in the District of Columbia. That's the United States. He said, I was born in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a sovereign nation. And they were like, I don't remember what the rest, but this was like 10, 12 years ago that this happened.
Really?
And I told Chris Gronsky about it, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can see that. But, yeah, so he's gotten into it with, like, the voter and a driver's license. Not doing as a U.S. citizen, because U.S. citizen is a citizen of the District of Columbia. It's not, and the state of New Hampshire is, the corporation is actually a chartered entity of the District of Columbia. And so when you claim to be a resident of the state of New Hampshire, you're not really a resident of the New Hampshire nation or a citizen of the New Hampshire nation. And I talk about this class that Chris does with a lot of people. In fact, a lot of the folks I've been hanging out with lately are very interested in now changing their status from that of a United States citizen to that of a Massachusettsian or a New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I mean, I don't like the idea of being any kind of citizen.
And that's
right?
Why I haven't done it yet. Yeah. I'm actually going to be like really radical about this, and I have apologized to Chris in advance for driving him nuts, because the way I want to do this is like I don't want to use the Gregorian date of birth. I don't want to use any name. I don't want to use a birth certificate or anything. And I'm going to demand a passport from you know,
from the federal government?
From them, yeah. I mean, you guys give me a passport. This is your duty. And, you know, I'm not that entity on a piece of paper.
Then why would it be their duty? Wouldn't their duty only be, if anything, to serve their own citizens?
Well,
if you're claiming you're not a citizen of theirs, then why would they have an obligation to provide you with a passport?
So that is something I did look into a little bit. I wish I had a better answer prepared for you at this moment. But it basically, if I'm going to pay them to issue a passport, somebody should be able to issue me a passport so I can go to Canada, so I can go down.
You can actually go to Canada without a passport.
Well, I know. I used to do all the time. But, you know, going into Mexico, they kind of want
one. You can go there without a passport,
and
too.
I was going to do that, too. But, you know.
Although I will probably need one to fly into Mexico.
Well, and that's it. And flying. Yeah. And what I really want to get, I mean, I just want to try this. This is something I just want to try.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, you can't. What's the worst that could happen? I mean, if you're not lying on their form, right? Yeah. As long as you're not perjuring yourself on their form, it's pretty unlikely that, you know, something bad can happen. But then again, they are the federal government, and they could you know,
detain you for 24 hours without food and cause you to, you know, wind up having all kinds of medical conditions
because you filled out a passport form in a way they didn't like.
Or because you're trying to go across a border and you don't have the
documents. I was talking about the foreign part. Like, he wants to get a passport.
No, I thought you were talking about, you know, trying to go across the border
He was talking about trying to get a passport from the passport office. Not in the typical way that an individual would normally.
Right, and then you had mentioned about going into Canada and Mexico, so that's why I thought you were asking what's the worst that.
I don't even want to fill out their form.
Well, then you're probably going to have a problem.
I don't have a problem. I'm going to make my own penmanship handwriting or something. This is something I've talked to Chris a little bit about, and Chris is really cool. He's like, hey, man. This is funny. This is awesome. He's laughing the whole time. I'll tell him about this. He's like, yeah, we'll try it, you know,
and
I'm going to fool around with it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was waiting for. Like I said, I want to get Chris on the show again, but I want to have a little experience at trying some of this stuff out first because I'm getting ready to go and register to vote as a libertarian. I'm currently registered to vote, so I need to go in and update because I'm registered as a Democrat.
Yes.
I've run as a Democrat because up until a couple months ago, the libertarians didn't have full ballot access.
Correct.
And now they do in New Hampshire. So I want to update my political party. Well, in order to do that, they have to fill out a whole new voter registration form.
Yes.
So I figure while that's going to happen, I'll go ahead and just not do this U.S. citizen thing, or I'll try to get it registered to vote without being a U.S. citizen, or however it is that you can accomplish this thing, if it's even really still possible, because like you said, your family member did it like a decade ago, so how successful it'll be today, I don't know. And so I kind of want to experiment, tool around with it a little bit, see what works, what doesn't, and then have him on the show to talk about it. So we'll have Chris Gronsky on at some point.
That's
and
good.
I'll make sure that he's on like a Wednesday night or something so you can be here for it, because I think that'd be interesting too. Join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829, 1-800-956-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security
security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. Also, if you would like, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of whatever it is you're going to buy. You're probably going to buy stuff online, so why not go through our link and help us out? Otherwise, Amazon just keeps it all for themselves. So you go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping started, whether in the UK, Canada, or in the US. We got links for all three of those Amazons. Or if you want to use those Amazons and ship the products outside, I'm sure you can do that too. So shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jay, and Daryl.
Yes, well, they want to cut more from our educational funding.
Who's they?
Our state budget.
You're saying the state of New Mexico wants to cut the educational budget for the whole state?
So they want to steal less money.
Well, they want to take more money out of education.
Yeah, they may steal the same amount of money more. It's just that fewer dollars might go into the educational fund, if you will.
My joke is that, why are they balancing our state budget on the backs of our school children?
Why are they balancing a state budget? How dare they do that?
On the backs of our school children.
All right, so let's hear this. How about this, Sarah? Why don't you propose where the cut should come from? So if you don't want it to come from the schools, what areas of the government would you like to see cut in New Mexico?
Well, it's hard. Not the gross receipts tax, but, let's cut down on the freeway improvement so that people could ride bicycles and walk and then ride the bus more. That's a good place.
I thought you were very concerned with road safety and all the the thousands of people that die in Albuquerque all the time in Mexico from the cars. So
yeah, don't you want to keep people safe on the freeway? I mean, it's important to have smooth roads so people, you know, aren't flying off the road or popping tires or whatever, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but the decoration.
Well, you've never driven, like, so I guess you wouldn't know.
Well, I think the freeway.
Okay, so cut the road budget. All right, what else?
Well, I don't know. My question is that
give me your top three. What?
You know,
I mean, aren't there some? I mean, we know that you're a communist, Sarah. So you know, you probably there's probably no government program you've seen that you don't like. But you know, what are your least favorite? What are your least favorite government programs?
Well, you know, I know where the we've just cut. We have this Summerfest. They blow millions of dollars on partying and music and dancing. It's called the Summerfest.
Now, is that an Albuquerque event?
Yeah, but the Hispanic population, they love it. You know what I mean? They forget that they're starving, their wages are low, they're poor, they're broke. You know, they just have all these.
They just forget all that, huh? Just because, they just want to go party, and so they just forget all their.
I like festivals, too.
Yeah, but I think they spend, like, how many millions? I don't really know.
The state pays for that.
Now, it does appear to be a city. A city party, basically. Summerfest. CABQ.gov is the website. All right. So you're saying cut the party, economical. Cut out the partying, cut out the roads. What else? Give me one more.
Let me see. What's another good way? To cut.
How about this one? How about this one? Cut the entire DMV.
Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, I like
DMV?
That one.
DMV?
The DMV stands for... I know you don't drive, Sarah, so for most people, they know what DMV stands for. It's the Department of Motor Vehicles. You ever heard of them?
Yeah, I know what they are. Yeah,
you do?
They have to go in there, and how about this? They wait in line for 3 hours. Or
yeah,
like
so you do know. Okay. So, yeah, everybody knows about that, about the DMV. So how about that? Cut the entire DMV. Since you don't care that much about roads, that's an easy government bureaucracy to get rid of, isn't it?
I don't like the decorations on it. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't believe how much
decorations
they put on the freeway to make it beautiful. You know, it doesn't have to be that beautiful to drive on our freeways. A
couple hundred thousand, these couple hundred thousand dollar tin art projects.
You talking about like planters or something?
I thought you were in favor of the art project.
No, but it's excessive. You know, the kind of, I mean, we have like the most incredible looking freeways. Have you looked at the pictures of our freeways?
I don't generally, search around for pictures of freeways.
No, are you talking about, like, the decorations, like trees or whatever that they plant on the sides of the road and the median, that kind of thing?
You know what? I know where we could, the art projects, all the abstract art that nobody knows what it is anyways, the pogo sticks, all sorts of junk art.
So the weird government-funded art. Okay, interesting. I think it's been an interesting call, Sarah. Thank you for making it here tonight. So we actually found out from Sarah tonight, who, if you're a new listener to the show, Sarah is our most regular of all of the callers that we get here on Free Talk Live. She's pretty much an every night caller. So we've now learned that Sarah the Communist actually has discovered areas of the government that she doesn't like and that she's willing to see cut.
I'd love to give Sarah a little suggestion about the public schooling thing. So Patrick Byrne, I heard him speak 2 years ago at Liberty Forum.
He's the founder of Overstock.
The founder of Overstock, and he's also the president of the Milton Friedman Foundation.
Okay.
And he did a really interesting speech on how the classroom size, the teacher-to-classroom size has increased since, like, 1970, but the cost per pupil has increased something like 700% since 1970 to educate a student. And what it all has to do with is all the administration in the school systems.
Right.
And then, like, these schools.
Huge overhead.
Oh, yeah. And these schools are, like, hiring these companies to, like, do these jobs. And what it is, it's all, like, politicians, buddies, companies. And
you're
getting, like, for the food service or the whatever,
whatever,
all kinds of stuff. But, like, the high school psychiatrist or the school psychiatrist is you know, making, you know, their doctor of psychology is making $140,000-$150,000 a year in Massachusetts and Connecticut. They're getting these 80%, 90% retirement programs, and it's just not sustainable. This is why public schooling is just so crazy expensive. And what the Milton Friedman Foundation, a big thing that they do is they want a voucher system so that the people can get vouchered to go either homeschool. So if it costs like $8,500 a student, say in Kansas, and I guess Kansas is one, I don't know if he's from there or something, but that's what he used as an example.
It's up to like $20,000 per student here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's crazy.
Oh, well, anyways, he was talking about like $7,500 a year, and he was like saying, well, if you have a mom that homeschools and she wants to homeschool like five or six kids, let's give her the $7,500 a year, or let the parents use the $7,500 a year towards a private school or towards a homeschool program or all this stuff. So
The problem with that is you wind up, you know, having all kinds of strings that are attached. So the private schools are no longer private. They're then subject to, you know, the State Department of Education.
Right. And he does address that a little bit. The problem I have with it is still voucher money. Still money has been stolen from people. It's still money that's collected through threats and violence.
Yeah, and it's also inefficient because it's money that's collected by the government. They then have to pay the government bureaucrats, and then they'll give you some of it back.
But for someone like Sarah, check out Milton Friedman Foundation, or somebody that's like okay with, you know, the government doing taxes. And there's plenty of people okay with taxation. I run into them every day. But it was definitely just the public schooling system, just on its face, is just so absolutely inefficient because it's just feeding a whole parasite class. And, you know,
it's huge. Here in Keene, it's like, what, more than the city budget? What's the current status,
about,
you know?
Twice the city budget.
Yeah, the school system is 70% of the tax bill.
Right,
here
absolutely.
In Keene.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not that great. It's not like it's the best education in the world or something like that, but it's priced at what the best education be priced at.
And the Milton Friedman Foundation has a really nice, like, minarchist answer for that problem, you know, for people who like government or want a small government or whatever. So, Sarah, check that out.
The voucher is a minarchist solution. You're right about that. It is a minor tweak of the current government system that you could argue is better, but Daryl's, I think, argument here about the strings being attached is the strongest argument against it.
And it just winds up getting, you know, the government more entrenched in the system, whereas a much better solution is stop stealing money from people to pay for anyone's education. As Mark points out, you know, government-run schooling is basically, you know, wealth redistribution for the middle class.
That's true. We're out of time for tonight. You can join Daryl on his website, libertylobby.info. And we will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.